François Duc de la Rochefoucauld, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, said, "The man who lives free from folly is not so wise as he thinks." And that goes for women as well. Just an interesting angle on wisdom, I think. The idea that wisdom is probably not attempting to be perfect and constantly do things right and successfully. I think there's a perspective on wisdom that shows that by making mistakes and by being tuned into what the matter was with that particular decision is going to lead you more directly toward wisdom than to go sit on a mountaintop and avoid life, avoid the social interactions and the decisions and the challenges that you're going to have to experience down here in the actual cities. Because I think that wisdom is about understanding what mistakes you've made and what can be improved for the next time. I think wisdom is too complicated to get a grasp of if you don't make your own mistakes and teach yourself from day to day to day what the wiser decision would be. Values of the wise are my interest, and I think whereas Cawthorne had the courage to go after wisdom directly, it seemed a little daunting to me, so I thought that to discuss the values that a wise person is probably into would be a roundabout way of discovering what wisdom is really all about. But the idea of wisdom intrigues me as well. So please stay tuned to the commercial. When I return, I'll be speaking further with Cawthorne MacDonald, who also wrote a book that I don't think I mentioned called Matters of Consequence, Creating a Meaningful Life in a World That Works, on World Talk Radio.
Do you dream of owning your own business? Franchising may hold the key. Invest in a proven business with proven results. Not sure where to start? Franchise Solutions can help. Franchise Solutions has helped thousands of entrepreneurs find a business to fit their goals and dreams. Find information on hundreds of franchise and business opportunities, as well as tips, advice, and tons of franchise-related resources. Franchise Solutions. Find the business that's right for you. Visit us online today at www.franchisesolutions.com.
Come on, dear, it's time to go.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know, isn't it great? The early bird gets the worm. I don't want to be late. I hear the fish are really biting. I've got the Jeep all packed.
This man suffers from extreme excitement because he just bought a new Jeep from Carl Berger's Jeep World in La Mesa.
I can smell it already.
Smell? Nobody smells at 4 a.m.
This man does, because he can't wait to ride in his new Jeep from Carl Berger's Jeep World. Jeep versatility all wrapped up in leather.
Come on, dear, up and at 'em.
Give it a rest, dear. We're only going antique shopping. The store's not even open.
You, too, could suffer extreme excitability. See the world of difference at Carl Berger's Jeep World. Low prices, great selection, and 5-star customer service. Save time by shopping online at CarlBerger.com.
Let's go! Let's go!
It's a world of difference. Carl Berger.
Carl Berger's Jeep World. Get excited today. Carl Berger's Jeep World. I-8 at Jackson Drive, La Mesa.
Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
To speak with our show hosts or guests during the live show, call us toll-free in North America, 888-514-2100. Everywhere else, call 001-858-268-3068.
Welcome back to Values and Ethics from Living Room to Boardroom. The radio station is World Talk Radio, and I'm always happy to come in here on a Tuesday morning and do the show. I get to talk with such interesting people about such interesting topics, and I also feel like I'm doing a service to you, the listener, to be able to have a pretty unimpeded discussion for about 50 minutes. When I say unimpeded, I mean the commercials here don't bother you too much, and I don't think that advertisers tell me what to do in any way. And, you know, I'm really not trying to do anything except explore a topic in depth, probably in more depth than you'd be able to find in other venues. And today's topic is wisdom. I think one of the best ways to understand wisdom is just to go through one quote after another, and see what you think about it. Rule it in or rule it out. Compare it, contrast it, shape it, and critique it, and fall in love with it even. So I think I'd like to ask Copthorne MacDonald what he thinks about some quotations. How would that be for you, Cop?
I think quotations can be useful triggers, useful stimulants. But I think the process of becoming wiser is something that we have to go beyond the quotations. And I look at your list of 38 values of the wise on your website, and I say, right on. You know, those are the values that we have to have internalized close to our heart if, you know, to be an absolutely, completely wise person. Whether the question is, okay, how do we do that? How do we develop these values? And, you know, we may look at your list and say, oh, well, I already have those values. But if we watch our mind and our body, as Wes Nisker was talking about, we may see that, oh, you know, maybe I'm not living them the way I should. So the issue is, how can we sort of take these beautiful value ideas, values that we resonate with intellectually, and get them down into our guts? And I have two thoughts on this, two approaches. One is to immerse ourselves in the right kinds of influences. And, you know, these can be books or radio programs or CDs that help us understand what wisdom is, or, you know, your quotations database for sure. Hanging out with uplifting people. Getting involved with people who are doing worthwhile things. And perhaps hanging out with people who are really working on becoming more attentive, which, you know, join a meditation group. Go on a meditation retreat. Because that whole process is really allowing us to see more clearly what's going on in our minds, and that gives us more control over, you know, what we do, so we can take that value and apply it more effectively. And then the other element is actually practicing attentiveness. And when you're talking about seeing our mistakes, seeing what we do wrong, that's, you know, applying attentiveness to our behavior, which is very important. And I think we can also help develop interpersonal wisdom by watching the behavior of other people. You know, if they're not handling relationships skillfully, what's going on there? How can we avoid their mistakes? So anyway, these there is this whole issue of how we develop wisdom ourselves, how we become wiser people. And so a couple of approaches are trying to improve the level of the influences around us, and then practicing attentiveness. And I found meditation to be very effective for developing that. And the other thing that happens when you start paying attention is all this rapid mind talk quiets down, And suddenly you have better communication with what's going on in your subconscious, which also gives us clearer perspectives on certain things happening in our own lives. Back to you.
Well, let me ask you this as a question that hopefully you can answer a yes or no to, and then follow it up with your explanation. Do you think that one of the things that would be most useful to humanity as a species, and obviously that has a major impact on the planet, since we are the species of animal that has the most influence on the planet, what if we could just touch our cultures with a magic wand and make us much wiser? Do you think that that would go a long way to improve the situation that we read about in the newspaper every day?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we need, are wiser leaders, a wiser populace, and you know, for absolute sure. And there are different levels or types of wisdom, if you will. I mean, there's the intrapersonal wisdom, which sort of comes first. It's developing those values that you and I share and recognize as the values of the wise. Then there's the interpersonal wisdom, where we're applying those values in our relationships with other people. And then there's what I would call the large system wisdom, which is applying wisdom in socio-political situations, the biosphere. And here, we need to augment those values with a lot of intellectual knowledge about the way these systems work. You know, what's going on in the biosphere? And then we can bring our values to bear on that to reduce damage and so forth. So it's the values and a good heart is not quite enough when we get into the large systems, world governance systems and so forth. We need to have a lot of factual knowledge at the same time. It's something in my most recent book, Matters of Consequence, that I refer to as deep understanding. It's taking this personal value stuff and combining with the knowledge we need to deal with these larger problems.
An example of that might be the, and I have to ask for a yes or no answer because the music indicates that time is about up, but I'm just thinking of the great law of the Iroquois Federation, if I have that term right, where they would discuss as a group what decisions they ought to make, and they, I think one of the criteria they use would be how their decision would affect the next seven generations. That's kind of an example of how to use wisdom in that widest possible way, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, they had a governance system that had wisdom in its core, for absolute.
Well, thanks for restraining your answer. I know you have a lot to say, and I'm sorry that half an hour was all we had today. In summary here, I'd like to humbly thank you for speaking so highly of values of the wise. I appreciate that. Sometimes I don't feel like it has the impact that I would wish, but when I hear from somebody like you that you think that I'm doing a good job of describing wisdom in that intrapersonal and interpersonal way, and that it has some relevance to that socio-political way, I really appreciate that. And I would urge a person to check out your website and the resources that it offers, and perhaps your books, for example, Toward Wisdom, which is the one that I just started reading and find very quotable. So,
well, I think probably the best entry point is cop@cop.com, my base website, a good place to get to all the rest of the stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your time. I think the listener and I know that I benefited from being able to talk with you, and I hope you have a nice day.
Wonderful, Jason. Great talking with you.
All right. Bye-bye. And to the listener, please tune in next week Fulfillment and meaning is the topic of the hour. I wish that you have a nice day as well.
World Talk Radio,
the number one source for informative talk on the World Wide Web.